Oh shit, it's Friday the 13th. Watch out, it's bad luck. It's early. It's 6:33 a.m. I have to be on a train in a little bit, so I'm going to D.C. Then I'm taking a tour bus to Rochester, New York. So I've never been on a tour bus, like a legit, like big, you know, like a band tour bus. So I'm very excited. I'm also I'm doing that boycott Twitter thing today. I think it's to because of Rose McGowan. But I won't miss a good a protest. That's that easy. All I gotta do is not open Twitter, which is probably good for me anyway. Don't open Twitter for a day. Done. I can do that. It's gonna be hard. I'm not gonna lie. I wanna look at Twitter. I wanna look at Twitter right now. But I'm not gonna. So, man, it's fucking early. I can't even hear anything going on out there. It sounds like nobody's awake. It's like dark out. Anyway, let's look at the news. This is going to be a short one. Tomorrow, I don't think I'm going to be able to record on the tour bus, but once we... I'll record somewhere. I mean, maybe I could record on a tour bus. I'll be a little self-conscious trying to record a podcast on. Oh, maybe I can have guests. Maybe I'll have. I'm not guaranteeing this, but I might have guests, but I probably won't. Let's just say that. Here, let me turn off the air conditioner. This apartment gets hot like pretty much all the time, so air conditioner's been on. Paul Ryan says mental health reform is critical ingredient in stopping mass shootings. I don't disagree with that statement. I also say, getting rid of gun. I mean, if anything gets fucking Paul Ryan to give a shit about any kind of healthcare is good. Well, the mass shootings aren't good. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm not like gonna be like, no, it's not that. It's gun control. Because like, oh, this guy gives a shit about healthcare because he wants to save guns. You would think the health, the health insurance money that comes in that makes is got to be better than the gun money. Interesting. But all healthcare is very important. So is gun control, though. But I wouldn't say more important than mental healthcare. That's just my two cents. Mother who refused to vaccinate her son loses primary custody. Seems like the justice system worked there perfectly. Jane Fonda, I knew about Weinstein and I'm ashamed I didn't say anything. That's interesting because like, she says she knew. Everybody's like, everybody knew. And it's like, people should have said shit. There's no doubt. Actor James Van Der Beek says he was sexually assaulted. Tell you, these producers, real scumbag. About being sexually assaulted in Hollywood. It sucks, and that more. Yeah, young man, Dawson's Creek. Okay, you want? It's what's wrong with our brains? Where, you know, I can imagine if I, because I'm if somebody was offering me, listen, I can make you famous. I'm gonna, you know, if there was like this, I'm not even gonna, the biggest comedian in the world, I'm not even gonna say a name, but let's just say Aziz Ansari. If he's one of the biggest comedians in the world, right? If he was like, listen, I'll make you famous, I'll take you on tour with me, I'll put you in my TV show, I'll just promote you day and night. But you have to eat my ass. Just once. Yeah, now I'm saying, to my knowledge, he's never done anything like this. I was just pulling a name, you know. But if he said that to me, this isn't an offer. I would be hard pressed to say no. For fame. No, nothing else. There's no money. No, I would do it for money too. But it's like, for fame and money, we're willing to just fucking, how much money? How much money to eat Aziz Ansari's asshole? I mean, I'd be hard pressed to turn down 20 grand, but would I do it for less than that? How long? I guess that's the question. 3 minutes? Let's say 3 minutes, which isn't that long, but it's forever. Ooh. I think I'd start to bid in at 20. Or no, I'd probably start the bidding at 50, knowing I could get talked down to 20. But then we'll get to 20. And they're like, all right, 15? Three minutes. Now I'm holding fast at 20, I think. Cash, of course. Yeah. But that's not an offer that's being proposed to me. And I wouldn't go seeking out that money. But if it just came in. But if he was like, make you famous? Make you millions of dollars? Yeah. Luckily, nobody wants me to do that. Well, not nobody, but nobody in power. 9 white supremacists have been arrested along with 35 other people in a major operation to disrupt gun and drug crimes in both Pope and Yell counties, Arkansas. Well, glad they're getting these white supremacists off the street, I guess. They're gonna, see, they sell drugs. I wouldn't buy drugs from a white supremacist, I'll tell you that. I'd have a severe issue. If I went to buy drugs, and then, I saw like a swastika tattoo, or they're like, hey, it's pretty great being white, right? It's better than not being white. It's better, like, well, maybe I'd be like, well, I guess I enjoy it. Be like, yeah, but look, we're better than other people. Be like, good day, sir. No, thank you. I will buy my drugs elsewhere. Arby's expands sale of deer meal sandwich, tests elk meat. Well, let me say this. I'm not a hunter. I've never hunted. But I've eaten deer. Like, I had a friend that hunted in high school. He shot a deer. I ate some of that meat. It's delicious. I don't know if I want Arby's deer, though. Where are they getting fucking deer from? They're going out and shooting it? That's the whole point, is that it's supposed to be, like, wild game. I don't know how it works. I'd look into where they're getting their deer. But I am intrigued. I might be trying... I might look for an Arby's, deer venison sandwich when I'm, like, in, what do you call it? Venison. That doesn't make any sense. But deer meat. I'll look for some deer meat while I'm on the road this weekend. Alright. We did it. Another one. Episode 250. I'll see you tomorrow on a tour bus or in a hotel. Who knows? Where I'll get to record. We love you.